famous. The famous sugya of tipas cholov is not the machlokes Abaye v'Rabbi. That's very important. Rashi learns that Rabbi disagrees with Abaye, holds a tam kika lav deraisa, and since it's not from the Alki Gam, so we should pass like Rabbi a tam kika lav deraisa. That's the Rashi on the next daf on kuftes amin aleph. And Tosfos says no, the Rabbi never meant to disagree with that. Just disagreed. There's no raya from the parsha of basa b'chol. But the main sugya of Tipas Cholov is the next line in the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes Omar Rav, the Rabbi Shmuel both hold like Rabbi Yudah Shita, that min b'mina b'mashu, and Tosfos explains in Perek Hanizokin in Gittin, Perek Hanizokin, that Rabbi Yudah Shita, min b'mina b'mashu, only applies if it's lach b'lach. If it's yavish b'yavish, even Rabbi Yudah agrees that is batel chad betray. We're talking lach b'lach, right? So, Omar Rab, kimin shenosan tam b'chaticha, if the cholov succeeded in giving tam into the basar, so the top piece of basar, you have a pot full of flesh and it has liquid to a certain point, then there's a chaticha on top, fine. So that chaticha has a tam of cholov in it. Chaticha atzmanasis nevela, v'saris kol chatichas kol m'nei shehem mina. How do you translate chaticha atzmanasis nevela? Rabbi Soloveitchik told us that years ago there used to be an oral bechina for smicha. So he asked one of the students, how do you translate chaticha nas nevela? So he didn't know the din. So he said, when you cook basa b'cholov, the piece of meat, even though it's kosher piece of meat, turns into nevela, and the one who eats it gets malchus because of the love of eating nevela. That's utterly ridiculous. That's totally wrong. Chaticha nas nevela is a melitza. It means that once the milk succeeds in giving an asinas tam of cholov in the basar, the chaticha's basar becomes asa b'achila b'hanoah, and even if later on you'll succeed in squeezing out epshel l'sochto, you'll succeed in squeezing out so much of the milk that it's no longer nice and tam cholov, the chaticha's basar no longer has tam cholov in it. Once it became asa, it remains asa. And the Gemara says that gufa is a machlege satanoim on kuf chesam and beis. The Gemara says efshe l'sochtoi, the first step of Rav. The second step of Rav, the Rav says, and mimimine b'mashu and anas is everything. That for sure there's a machlege satanoim. Rabbi Yudah nachachamim. And Rashi paskans like Rabbi Yudah mimimine b'mashu by lach b'lach because Rabbi Shmuel hold like that. And in Tzachem daf lamed Rabbi Shmuel hold like that. And the Bali Atei say, we don't paskin like that. Okay, so leave that temporarily, the second part of Rabbah. The first part, Chaticha Atzmanasis Nevela, that itself is a machloikas. The Gemara has an Amid base, the machloikas Hatanoim. The Gemara quotes at the Sefti. Yeah. The Pashtasi, really, I would have said like that. I would have said like the other Tana, that calls man that is a Tam Cholov in the Basar, it's also me Tam Basar B'Cholov. Once you, let's say I take a piece of basa b'cholov and I cook the piece of meat in a pot full of water, and the tam of the cholov goes out so much, tam of cholov gets dispersed, gets nisarev in the water, that the piece of meat no longer tastes milky. It only tastes like milk. It only tastes like meat. You cannot discern the flavor of the milk in the meat. I would have said that is mutter. Now it's bottle, so it should be mutter. Why do you say chaticha atzman asas nevela? Why do you say chaticha atzman asas nevela? So the Rishonim have a machlokes. The machlokes hatanaim is if it's efshel l'sochto, if I succeeded in squeezing out so much tam cholov that when I eat a piece of meat, I can't taste the flavor of the cholov anymore. What if you succeeded in efshel l'hafrido? What if you succeed in removing every single speck of cholov and you no longer have any milk at all? Would you say that then everybody agrees that it's mutter? Efshel l'hafrido would be mutter or not? So that's a machloikis in Yerideya in Simen Kufei. I think it's Sif Vav or something. Machlokes is between the Shach and the Taz, how to read the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has a klal like this. There is a Gemara in the first parak in Abayit Zara, where the Gemara says, have you never visited the city Tzor, a goyish, a big city, and you never stayed in an inn, where the Jew will be cooking his pot of kosher food and the Nochri will be cooking his pot of trefa food, and the two pots will be touching each other on the outside. And the Jew is a religious Jew. He'll eat his kosher food. It doesn't make treif. So in Yeridea, they say, you see, the Gemara says this to bring out the point that you don't have to be concerned that maybe accidentally some of the treifa food in the goy's treifa pot fell into the kosher pot. Even though they're not watching, why should it fall in? They're in two different pots. But the Rishonim add on from the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara is that the two pots are touching each other. And we have a klal, en kli bale mekli balo rotev. You're cooking fleshiks in one pot, the milchiks in the other pot. Two pots are touching on the outside. So you don't assume that the bliya goes through and through. And it goes into the other pot. En kli bale mekli balo rotev. Of one pot you're cooking kosher food, one pot you're cooking trefa food. Or you have in a factory, let's say you have two pipes that are touching each other. So some want to say that l'chatchila shouldn't be allowed to do it. They said the pashtus and the Gemara and the Rishonim that it's even mutter l'chatchila. If you have, let's say, in the same factory, so they have a non-kosher line and there's a pipe that has trefa chazal shmaltz going through, burning hot chazal shmaltz inside. Then you have another line where there's kosher food going through. And they go to different places, but there's one point where the two pipes are touching each other. So we assume enkli balemikli balay reitev. If there's no reitev on the outside, and we to the two kelim, the bliya will not go through. The same is true regarding en chaticha, en baloy yetzem chaticha la chaticha balay reitev. Let's say if I cook together in the same pot, I cook kosher meat with trefa meat, and I have liquid there, and it's cooking together. So the liquid will cause the tam of the treif of meat to enter into the kosher meat, and it'll make it treif, unless you're going to have shishim against it. It's really min b'mina. So min b'mina should really be bottled b'roid min ha-toyra, the way we paskin. According to Rashi, min b'mina is b'mashu. But we don't paskin like Rashi. We paskin min b'mina is not b'mashu. So min ha-toyra is bottled chad b'trei. If it's less than 50%, it's always going to be less than 50%. I'm cooking a kosher piece of meat with a treif of piece of meat in the same pot with liquid. It's always going to be in the kosher piece of meat. You're not going to have 50% of the piece of meat. It's going to be the particles from the treif of piece of meat. Of course, it's going to be less than 50%. So menateret, we pass menateret's bottle chad betray. Chad betray doesn't mean kefil. Pasha chad betray means that it's less than half. And it's even going to be kefil. And Emir the Rabbanan need each shishim. So that's if you're cooking the treifa meat with the kosher meat in a pot and you have liquid. So the liquid will cause the flavor from the treifa meat, the particles. Flavor means tiny particles will go into the kosher meat. And if you don't have shishim, then it'll make a treif Midirabban, you need shishim there too. What if instead of cooking with liquid, what if you're broiling the two one next to the other? So then tzli doesn't ask a kedei kulo. Tzli only asks either kedei klip or kedei netilo. Have the tray for meat on the same broiler, have a tray for meat next to a roast of kosher meat. So the tam of the tray for meat will go either kedei klipo or kedei netilo. We'll have to go into the details. Kedei klipo just means you scrape off a little bit. Kedei netilo means a little bit more. Okay, we'll have to learn that thesis in the previous perik, perigit anosh. So we paskin that if it's tzliya, do you need kedei netilo, slightly more than kedei klipa, and if it's maliach, if it's malicha, let's say I put on so much salt that the food is not nechol machmas molcha. I put on a lot of salt to take out the blood. So let's say I salted kosher meat next to nebela meat. And they're both very salty. So then the treifa meat will give a bliya into the kosher meat, only kedei klipa, only a very slight amount. It won't go kedei kulo, unless it's a dover shamein. We'll have to learn all the more. Unless a dover shamein, we're Ashkenazim ha-machmer, that we're always choshish, and maybe the food is a dover shamein. Maybe it'll be a gok de kula. So this din that if you have kosher meat next to treifa meat and you're broiling both and they're touching one next to the other, or you salt them with so much salt, it's not edible, that it gives a blia, so it only gives if it's an isa machmas atzmo, if it's a treifa piece of meat. What if it's basically a kosher piece of meat, but it was balea, some treifas in it. It was balea, a little chaza. So then we assume, just like en kli balea mekli balo rotev, the blia in the doifne hakli will not go into the other kli if there's no rotev in between. So we assume over here also, if there's no rotev, not that you're cooking the two pieces of meat in the same pot with liquid, you're broiling the two pieces of meat, one next to the other, or you're salting them. So much salt in the nechmach masmolchoi, so we assume that aim balua yoytze mechaticha lachaticha b'lay reitem. The bliya and one chaticha will not succeed in going out into the other chaticha. What will go is, what will go kedei klipa, what will go kedei netilo. The piece of meat itself has tam. So if the piece of meat itself is kosher, just that it has a bliya of chazer in it, so the bliya of chazer will not succeed in being transmitted from one to the other if there's no reitem. Unless there's reitem, unless you're cooking it in a pot, and there's a lot of liquid there, so then the liquid will cause the bliya to go through. So the Shulchan Aruch says, quotes this din, that if you have two chatichas, one next to the other, and it's tzliya or maliach, it only asa the treifa piece, but only asa the kosher piece if the treifa piece is an isa machmas atzmai. If it's only also because it has a treifa bliya in it, then we assume that bliya will not go. But if it's basa b'cholav, then it does asim. So, because basa b'cholav, once you cook it together, that's considered an isa machmas atzma. So what does it mean? It means that one piece, you have two pieces of meat, and one piece of meat I cooked with milk, and I have a piece of meat next to another piece of meat. One piece of meat is kosher, one piece of meat is treif because of basa b'cholav. And I'm broiling the two next to each other. I do malicha, the two next to each other. So even though the tam of the cholav will not go into the other piece, because that's only balua, but since the tam of the basa will go, so since chaticha nasas nevela, the basa became basa b'cholav. Even though here it's not only efshel l'sachta, here it's efshel l'hafrido. We assume that none of the balua will go into the other chaticha. The only thing that will go in will be the flavor of the basar. So even though I've succeeded in separating the cholav from the basar, only the tam basar goes in from one chaticha to the one next to it. Nonetheless, it'll asa the other chaticha. Is that what it means in the Shulchan Aruch? It doesn't mean, no, I have a piece of meat next to a piece of hard cheese. I'm broiling the two next to each other. So the meat will give a blia if they're both being broiled on the broiler. So the meat will give a blia into the cheese kedei netila, and the cheese will give a blia of cheese into the meat kedei netila. But if you have two pieces of meat next to each other, one piece of meat has a blia of cholav in it, then ein bolo yatzim achaticha lachaticha b'lai roitiv. None of the milk will go into the other piece. None of the milk will go into the other piece. The only thing that will go will be the tam of the flesh, the basar itself. No, the basar itself, once you separate it from the cholav, maybe that'll be mutter. So that's a machlokes, the shach and the taz. The shach quotes the both opinions, but that's in Sima Kufay, I think, Sivav. That's an important machlokes. Rav Soloveitchik, when he gave the shir on basar b'cholav, that was the first shir that he gave on Yeridei. The way he worded it, he formulated the lashon. Would you say that isa basar b'cholav is an isa balua, only calls man that it's together? Or he says it's an iser atzmi. Once you cook the meat with the milk, then the meat becomes treif, even if you succeed in removing every mashu, every speck of the milk, it'll remain awesome. That's the way the Achrayim word it. The way the Prima Gadim has it is, Epshel l'sachto is a machlokes satanoim. And we pass on Allah, Epshel l'sachto is aser. Even if you've squeezed out so much milk that you can no longer taste the flavor of the milk, but there still is a little of milk, but it's batel b'shishim. What's the din of Epshel HaFrido? What if you've succeeded, 100% succeeded in removing every speck of the milk from the piece of meat? Is it Chazal HaTeirana? So that you used to point that on Amid Beis, on Kuf Ches Amid Beis, the Rashboa quotes from the Bali Atosis, Lehokel, that if it's Epshel HaFrido, it'll be mutter. So how come we don't have it in our Tosis? Rav Soloveitchik used to say that when they were printing the Bamberger Shas, they had to have someone had to decide which Tosis to put in with Tosis not. So every so often, they had to snip off a big section of a Tosis because there wasn't enough room to squeeze everything in on the page. So that's why we're missing a lot of times Tosis. So that's an important Tosis that the Rashba quotes on Kuf Chesam Beis. The Rashba quotes the Tosis saying, Lehokel, that it's only an Issa, calls man that they're together. But if you have succeeded in removing every speck of milk, then it's going to be muta. So halacha l'maaseh, that's a machlokes, the taz in the shach, and the end of siman kuf hei. Yeah, the Prima Gadim raises the following question. There is a mishnah in the end of Temura. I think it's the very last mishnah, the last amud beis. Temura ends on an amud aleph, so the last amud beis, the mishnah lists off various isuri hanoa and distinguishes between them and says some of them are nisrafim and some of them are nigbarim. Some of them there's a mitzvah to burn. The oil on kloy, akerem, pigol noisar, tome is a mitzvah to burn. Zukim mechumish, a mitzvah to burn. Pigol noisar, tome. And basa b'cholav, you have to throw it in the garbage. It's not a mitzvah to burn it. Adarabba, if you burn it, you may be in violation of bishul basa b'cholav again. Let's say I already cooked basa b'cholav and it's in the refrigerator. I take it out, and the nochri asks me, can I please warm up his supper? So I'm going to take his pot of basa b'cholav, put it on the fire. It already is basa b'cholav. So we discussed that when we started the pair. Is the issur bishul basa b'cholav, we're not allowed to create basa b'cholav. But if the nochri already cooked the basa b'cholav, already is basa b'cholav. So when you reheat it, you're not creating a new chepza of basa b'cholav. Or they say no, that yesh bishul ahad bishul. If you cook, if you reheat it and you make it burning hot, that's again a violation of Issa Basa B'cholav. Years ago, they used to make candles. We use wax candles now. Years ago, they used to have tallow candles. They used to have candles that they made of chalav. And in order that the candle should look white, they used to pour in milk. So the one who lights the candle, the Achrayim discussed it, the one who lights the candle is really cooking Basa B'cholav because they poured in milk that it should be white. The candle should look pretty, and it has chalav in it. So if you cook chalav b'chalav, it's basa b'chalav. So the pashta says that they probably heated it before to make it into a shape of a candle. It probably was already in this basha. So that's the discussion that the Achrayim have in the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin. They say, yesh bishalah habishal by basa b'chalav, maybe the whole Issa only is not to create a chepza of basa b'chalav, but if it exists already, maybe there's no Issa on reheating it, and maybe there is. That's a machlokes. So the Mishnah has, the Mishnah in the end of Temura lists off various Isuri Hanah, some of them on Min Hanisrafim, or Lankla Kerem, and Pigal Noisa Tomei is a mitzvah to burn it, so Rafta Sanoisa Ba'esh, and the other Isuri Hanah, Basa B'cholav, and others are not Min Hanisrafim, it's Min Hanigbarim. What's the difference, Halacha L'maisa, whether it's Nigbarim, Hanisrafim, let's say Chametz B'Pesach, is a machlekes of Yud and the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yud holds Zayn b'Yachamis ala b'Sreifa, and the Chachamim say Hash b'Sasa b'Chol Dover, and most of the Rishonim pasken against Rabbi Yud. Tosfos quotes Rashi that they want to pasken like Rabbi Yud. Zayn b'Yachamis ala b'Sreifa. That's why the common practice is that we burn the chametz before Pesach to satisfy that opinion in the Rishonim that we pasken like Rabbi Yud. But Mikra Adin, most of the Rishonim hold not so. Most of the Rishonim hold that we pasken like Chachamim Hash b'Sasa b'Chol Dover. So what's the difference, halacha l'maisa, if you're going to burn it anyway? So the difference is, if something is min hanisrafim, and you burn it, then it says hanisrafim afram muta, the ashes will be muta. But if it's min hanigbarim, it wasn't, let's say, bas b'cholav, there's no mitzvah to burn it. So even if you burn it, the ashes will be asabana, afran asam. Why? Why should there be a difference? So Tosis explains. Tosis himself, in the beginning of the second parak, explains. Because the Gemara has a losh and a kiddushin and a chul and ain't l'chadavish and asus mitzvasai or moyalim boy. If something is asa b'hanoah because it's oimed l'sreifa, you're supposed to burn it, you're not supposed to get anoah from it before you burn it. So if you go and you get anoah, then it's considered, even though you're going to burn it later, but you get anoah now, that's considered as if you're mevatel a mitzvah of burning it. But what if you burnt it already and turned into ashes? So once you've already did the mitzvah of sreifa, so it's no longer asabah, no, it's only asabah because it's oimed l'sreifa. But once it's nasis mitzvasa, ein l'chav dovash, and nasis mitzvasa, amoyalim bo. So basa b'chol, but there's no mitzvah to burn it. So even if you burnt it, the ashes will be asa. So the Bein Begadim raises a question, when you burn it, don't you succeed? It's a question of Metzius. Do you succeed or don't you succeed in evaporating all of the milk? So if all the milk evaporates, so there's nothing left from the milk. So why should the ashes remain asabana? Even if the piece of meat would not have been burned to ashes, Afron, even if he would have just succeeded in squeezing out every mashu of milk, if Epshel HaFrido is mutter, then why not say Afron or Basa B'cholov should be mutter? Because it's you've already succeeded in removing all of the milk. I don't know if it's true. The milk has H2O and it has water, so all the water will evaporate, okay? But it has curds also. The curds are not going to evaporate. The curds are going to get burnt. So they're still going to have the milk there. So I'm not sure exactly what the taina of the Prima Godim is. He raises an issue. If you should hold like that opinion that Basa B'cholov is only an Issa Balua, and after you succeed in removing all of the milk, every mashu of milk, then the Basa B'cholov will be Chayza Lehatero. So he raises a question that the ashes should be mutter because you succeed in removing all the... Who says he succeed in removing all the milk? The H2O shebo has evaporated, but the curds will remain behind. So it could be that's not really a kasha. It could be it didn't succeed. Yeah. This topic that the Gemara discusses, Epshel is sochtoy by Basa B'cholov, happens, this daf is talking about Basa B'cholov. When Rashi translates the words of the Gemara, Rashi doesn't seem to relate it only to Basa B'cholov here. About 8 lines from the bottom in Rashi. He doesn't say cholav shenivla bebasar. He talks like it's a topic in Kol HaTorah Kula. Isar shenivla beheter v'nas matam v'asor v'chazor v'bishol leheter zem heter acher. Rashi seems to learn that the topic of Epshel L'sochta Asa Mutter is a topic whenever heter was balea isar. It's not specifically basar b'cholav. This is a famous machlekes Rabbi Natam, Rabbi Ephraim, in the previous perek on Daf Kuf. That's the shaila that comes up here. There's a gigantic Tosfos there, and Kuf Amud Aleph that goes over to Amud Beis. Ibrahim Ascha Bishikodam Esilkoi. So we'll have to spend time on that Gemara. Rabbi Natam is of the opinion that the Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela not restricted only to Bas B'cholov. It applies whenever you have a piece of heter that was Balea Yisr. And you don't have shishim, so the chaticha said that became treif, it became treif min atoira, or became treif min the rabban. If it's min minoi, so min atoira, you don't need shishim, it's only a zero to min mishena minoi. So the whole shishim is only with the rabban. Whenever you have a chaticha seta that became treif, whether treif min atoira, treif min rabban, and then you cook this chaticha seta that became osir, you cooked it in a pot of water, and the water succeeded, now I have shishim against the bliya. But initially, when the Yisr was nivel into the Chaticha, you didn't have Shishim. So the Rabbi Natam understood that it's the same din that you say Chaticha Nas Nevela, not only by Basa B'cholov, it applies to all Yisrim as well. Rashi on our daf sounds like that. Rashi translates the whole topic, goes on Yisr V'heter, it doesn't go on Basa B'cholov. And this is quotes the Rabbi Ephraim, but it's Rov HaRishonim argue with the Rabbi Natam and the Rashi. Rov HaRishonim disagree, and they hold the topic of Chaticha Nasis Nevela only applies to Basa B'cholov, because when the two join together, then it becomes treif, calls manat they're separate, they're kosher. When they join, so the whole thing turns into Basa B'cholov. But if you have a Chaticha Seter, became treif because of a Bli of Isser in it, then later on, you don't need Shishim. And then I cook that piece of Chaticha Seter, Shabala Isser, in a bigger pot full of water, and the Bli goes out, and now you have Shishim. The Pashto says you don't need shishim keneged the whole chatichas heter that was balei, so all you need is shishim keneged the bli asiser that was nivla into the chatichas heter. Mechaber paskins like that. Chaticha nas nevela does not apply to shari sur. And the Rama quotes that the Ashkenazim machmer on that, like Rabbi Natam Shita, and the Rashi on Adaf seems to hold like the Rabbi Natam. The Chaticha Nas Nevela applies even in Isurim as well. There are two versions in Tosfos, this Shitas Rabbi Natam. So the two versions in Tosfos, whether that Rabbi Natam Shita, Chaticha Nas Nevela, Bishar Isurim, that he meant to say Anisa, Deraisa Anisa, Derabanan. So if you look in the top Tesis on Kuf Chesam and Beis, the Tesis writes a Lashon, Valobi Alma, on the fourth line from the top in the Tesis, going to the narrow lines, Valobi Alma, Chaticha Shalhet and Nasis Nevel and Midder Abonon. So Tosfos writes explicitly, and that's how the Shach Paskens Alocha Lemaisa, that when the Ramah said the din is like Ashkenaz and followed the Rabbi Natan, the Chaticha Anas Nevela is not restricted only to Bas Mecholav, but applies to Shari Surim as well. It's only Midir Rabbanan. And the Ran, at the end of Perek HaLabosar, usually the Ran has his comments on the Rif. So you have the Rif, like we have a Gemara. So you have the Rashi on one side and Tosfos on the other side. So in the Rif, you have Rashi ala Rif. We're not sure exactly who did the Rashi ala Rif. And then you have on the other side, you have the Ran. Then the last few pages in Kol HaBasa, there's no Rif, there's only Ran. The Ran has long columns, two long columns on each page. And he talks about this topic of Chaticha Nasrael B'Shari Surim. So the Shach in Yerudeh quotes that long Ran. Corresponds to what it says in the Tosfos here, Kuf Chesam Beis, the Chaticha Nasrael B'Shari Surim is only a Gzera Mid Rabbanan, Otu Basa B'Cholav. In Basa B'Cholav, Chaticha Nasrael is a Din D'Raisa. In Shari Surim, the whole Din of Chaticha Nasrael is only Mid Rabbanan, that you need Shishim Kenega, the whole Chaticha. That's only Mid Rabbanan. Yeah, the Tosfos, Rabbi Kivega points out, that's what the Tosfos says on Ardaf. But if you look before the Kuf on the base, Tosfos clearly holds not so. That long Tosfos that goes Kuf Amid Aleph going over to the top of Amid Beis, so the last few lines, Tosfos raises an issue. So Tosfos says, in Parshas Matos, the Torah says that there was a Mochemes Midyan, and Bnei Yisrael won the war. And not only did they capture the Noshim and the Taf, Noshim and Taf are civilians, so you're not allowed to kill civilians in a war. Unfortunately, whenever there's a war, many civilians get killed. But in principle, you have no choice. But in principle, you're not allowed to kill civilians. So the Taf means younger than 20, so they're not drafting in the army. The Nochem also didn't draft younger than 20 in the army. So the Tafan are civilians, and the Noshim were never drafted in the armies. So those are civilians. And then they captured the Behemoth, and then they captured the Trefa Kalim. So the Pasuk says in Chumash that they had a Kasha, the Trefa Kalim. So Tosfos asks, how did they succeed in doing Hagola on a gigantic Kli? You do Hagola, you have to take the Trefa fork or the Trefa knife and put in a pot of burning hot water. You have a fire on the bottom and the water is bubbling hot. If you have a pot full of water and you don't have a lid on top, so the water is going to keep on evaporating. So it's not going to be maler esicha, it's not going to be bubbling hot. So you have to put a lid on top. And then when the water is bubbling hot, you take off the lid and you stick in the fork or the knife and you do hagola. Then it's going to, once you take off the lid, you leave it off. The heat is going to go down a little bit. So if you want to kavash some more, you have to put the lid back on again. Should be mala resicha when you should be bubbling hot when you're doing the hagola. So Tosfos raises an issue. This Tosfos and Tosfos the last top in Avodah Zarah, and earlier on Chulin, a few places Tosfos raises an issue. Whenever you do hagola, the burning hot water will cause the trefa blir to go out from the kli into the water. What will prevent the trefa blir from coming back into the kli that you just made kosher? How will you prevent the blir from coming back in? So one opinion in Tosfos is that's an ardaf kuf chesam beis. One opinion in the bottom Tosfos is no, that the pot will only be baleya when you put in, let's say, a trefa fork. So the trefa fork will only be baleya whatever is there in the water now. But the trefa blir that will go from the fork into the water, the fork will not be balea back that blir. He says, why? Well, the fork has roch hakodesh to know what is being balea. Tosfos makes fun. That's ridiculous. How does it know? So this was a problem that the Balei HaTosfos had. How does the institution of Hagola ever work? The bubbling hot, burning hot water, the water that's Mali Resicha, will succeed in taking the treif of Leah out from the fork or knife into the water. What's going to prevent it from going back into the knife or the fork? So Tosfos answers, you have to have shishim in the water. Either you have to have shishim, or you have to have that the fork of the knife that's treif, it's already ein ben yomo. So even if you don't have shishim, the treif of Leah goes into the water, then it's going to come back into the fork of the knife. But since the treif of Kli is ein ben yomo, so the Leah is called nice and tam levgam, so it doesn't make treif. So it doesn't make treif, why do you have to kasher in the first place? So the Gemara says, Anachanami, Minatur, once the treif of fork and knife is ein ben yomo, you don't have to kasher. Liyasu Torah al-Kadera bas yayma. The halacha only requires, the chumash only requires, Giyuli klei midyon to kasher the treif of kelim if they're still b'nei yayma. Once it becomes ein ben yomo, it's nasin tam levgam, you don't have to kasher. But if you're going to go like that, so you're going to put labels, you only have one set of dishes, and use it for fleshiks and milchiks and for chametz and for treifis. If you have a goy, you're cooking treifis for the goy. And you put a label, you put a sticker in every treif of fork and knife. And you write, one of it was used for fleshiks, one of it was used for chametz, one of it was used for milchiks, one of it was used for chazer. And just wait 24 hours, and then you use it forever you want. So what are you going to do if the label falls off? You're going to mix up all the pots and all the pans and all the forks and all the knives. So they made Xera the Rabbanon. Xera ain't a binyama at the binyama. So you only have to kasher with the Rabbanon. Once the clear is already ain't a binyama, the whole need for kashering is only with the Rabbanon. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So in the Chumash, it says you have to kasher. That's only talking if it is binyama. Halacha l'maaseh, we have to, Gemara says in the last daf in Avodah Zarah, they made Xera the Rabbanon. Xera ain't a ben yomo, at the ben yomo. Okay, so we always have to kasher. So if the kli is ain't a ben yomo, even if the blia will go into the water, then there's nothing preventing it from coming back into the fork and the knife. It won't make the fork and the knife treif because it's nice and tam levgam. So why do you have to kasher in the first place? No, you have to kasher because the tchilas of blia was l'shvach. Yesterday or last week when I cooked treifas in the pot, or I cooked milchiks in the pot, at that time it was nice and tam l'shvach, so they made xera de rabbanon. Whenever the tchilas ha-bliya was l'shvach, even though it turned into l'vgam, because the bliya was sitting in the charsa sagdera for more than 24 hours, and the metal, the metallic flavor of the gedera, or the cheres flavor of the gedera was poigem, the flavor that was balua into it. So I mean, the Rabbanon you have to kasher, but once the bliya goes into the water, then it comes back into the knife or the fork. Tchilas habliya was levgam, so they never asked it over there. So Tosfos asks the question, what do you do in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu? If you had a gigantic kli that you cannot fit it into another kli that's going to have shishim against it, to wait till Leina ben Yomo, then you don't have to kasher it at all. When it says in the Torah you have to kasher in Parshas Matis by the Geulah Klei Midyan, It's only talking if it's still ben yom. Once it's any ben yom, you don't have to kasher. But if it's still ben yom, if it's a gigantic kli, how are you going to have a kli that's so big you're going to have shishim against it that you'll be able to kasher it in the water? So that's Tosfos' question. Because whenever you do hagolah, what's going to prevent the bliya from going into the water, coming back into the kli? So the answer is you have shishim in the water. What if it's a gigantic treif kli? You're not going to have. You can't have such a big kli. So Tosfos says, maybe you'll do Hagola twice. The first time you do Hagola in a pot of bubbling hot water, burning hot water, so the whole blia will go out, and a certain percentage of it, you won't have shishim in the water. Let's say you'll have 10 times. It's a gigantic kli. You don't have 60 times the thickness of the knife or the fork. You have 10 times the blia. So what percentage will come back in? Only 10% will come back in. So then I'll spill out that first water that I did the first Hagolah, then I'll do Hagolah a second time. I'll do Hagolah a second time, only 10% of the knife is a treif of blia, goes into the water, and it has 10 units of water against the one unit of the knife. Doesn't have shishim, has 10 units, but it's only 1/10 of the knife is treif, because there was 10 units against it before. So now I have 10 times 10. So now you have meya. So now it's bottled b'meya. Now it'll be mutter. So they say, Bishleim, if you hold like the Rov HaRishonim, the Chaticha Nasnavela does not apply to Shari Surim. So then your question was, how can in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, how can you do Hagola on a gigantic tree, Kli Gadol? How can you put it into a bigger Kli that's going to have Shishim against it? So the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rov HaRishonim say, no problem. Do Hagola twice. The first time you do Hagola, nothing preventing the Bliat to come back in, but it's not going to be in the same concentration. It'll only be 1/10 of the Bliat in the knife. Then you spill out the water, do another Hagola. So then the Bliat will go into the water, nothing preventing it from coming back in, but it's already bottled Bimeo now, because now there's again 10 times as much. So Bishleim, if you're all like that, Ben Ephraim, that you don't say Chadich Nasnoel B'Shari Surim, so then you'll do Hagola Pamayim. But if once you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that's a wheat paskin, you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Chaticha Nasnavela Bishari Surim, so then if you don't have Shishim in the fork of the knife, you only have 10 units against the one unit of trev. When I kashed the knife the first time, I didn't have shishim in the water against the thickness of all of the metal of the knife. I only had 10 units of water connected to one unit of the knife, the thickness of the knife. So the bliya goes back in, you don't have shishim. So then now you need shishim against the whole knife again. If you all chaticha nas nevela bishari surim, vaiti you need shishim against the whole knife. So it's not going to help to do hagola twice. That's Tosis Kasha. That's Tosis Kasha. They don't have an answer. Sure. So Rabbi Kivega points out, the whole Kasha is all based on the assumption that Chaticha Nasdavel B'Shari Surim is a Din Deraisa. If you hold it's only by the Rabbanan, so maybe the whole Din didn't exist in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Tosis Kasha? If Chaticha Nasdavel B'Shari Surim is only the Rabbanan. So that's really a stira. The Tosis Kufam Bey is the last few lines in that Tosis that comes over from Amar Aleph, asks the question, how can you do Hagola? Fi Pirush Ben Ephraim. Oh, it's the last 20 lines in Tosis. Fi Pirush Ben Ephraim and the Rov HaRishonim. Vadei Nicha Mashet Siva Hakosa. What the Torah requires Lahagel Klei Nidyon Lahash the Yori Gedolo, a gigantic pot she I Epsha Lahagel B'Toch Kli Acher. You can't have shishim. You don't have a pot big enough to have shishim against it. And if you'll do a Hagola twice, but the first water was Chaticha Nasnevela, and you need Shishim against all the water, so it's nothing is going to help. So that Tosis clearly holds Chaticha Nasnevela B'Shari Surim is their rice. And that Tosis writes explicitly, like the Ran, our Tosis, the top of Kuf Ches on the base, by the first, the last wide line, the first narrow line, they say that Chaticha Nasnevela B'Shari Surim is only the Rabbah. That's how we paskin. We assume in Yeridea. Chaticha Nasnevela B'Shari Surim is only mid the Rabbanan. It's a gzeiro ata basa b'cholav. The real Chaticha Nasnevela is by basa b'cholav. In B'Shari Surim, it's only mid the Rabbanan, ata basa b'cholav. That's what the Ran adds on. The Ran says that it's a gzeiro. This doesn't explain why it's the Rabbanan. The Ran explains, they made it in the Rabbanan, ata basa b'cholav, because by basa b'cholav, we assume like the Tana, the Chaticha Nasnevela is a din deraisa. And by Basa B'cholav Gufo, the Gemara says, Tanoi, it's a machlokes ha-Tanoim. Rav, Anomid Aleph says, Chaticha, Epshe L'Sochta Osa. But the Gemara says, Anomid Beis, Epshe L'Sochta Gufo, is a machlokes ha-Tanoim. And they quote from the Tesefta, machlokes ha-Tanoim, where they say, Epshe L'Sochta Osa, Epshe L'Sochta Muta. We mentioned the context in which the Gemara says, Epshe L'Sochta Osa is, Rav says, if you hold like Rav Yehuda, the min b'mino is b'mashahu. So once you have a piece of meat that has enough milk in it that it succeeds in giving the sinas tam into the piece of meat, so the piece of meat becomes basa b'cholav. So then if I take this piece of meat and I cook it in a pot full of pieces of meat, it's not enough that now I have shishim against the cholav shebo. No. Not only the cholov, the whole chaticha's basa became basa b'cholov. So and basa b'basa is mid b'mino is b'mashu. So it's not even going to help even if you have shishim. Because mid b'mino is mashu. That's the gemara. So the Rambam paskins that in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that by basa b'cholov for sure chaticha atzma nasas nevela. It's not enough if you have shishim Kenega the Cholav Shibo, you have to have Shishim against the whole Chaticha. So there's a famous Hasagas HaRaivid on the Rambam. Usually you have Shvera Rambams, and the Raivid usually has the Kasha, the Rambam is against the Gemara. That's not what it says in the Gemara. Either you had a different shot, or you had a different girsa, whatever. Here, the Rambam is innocent. The Rambam just quotes the Gemara, and the Raivid we don't understand. The Raivid says the whole idea of Rav, that he took a stand in the Machlekes HaTanaim and on the base, Epshad Asochto Atzma Tanoi, he did Tanya, the Gemara quotes it to Sefta. So the Raivid says the whole Machlekes of Epshad Asochto Asamuta is only if you hold Mim B'mina B'mashu. But if you don't hold Mim B'mina B'mashu, then you shouldn't say Epshad Asochto As. So since we don't pass on like Reb Yudah, the Raivid holds like Tosus against Rashi. Rashi paskins on Kuf Tesam and Aleph Halachik Reb Yudah. The Mimim made it b'mashuhu by Lach Belach. Mimim made it b'mashuhu. But the Rov HaRishonim don't hold like Rashi. The Raivid holds like Tosus. And the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mimim is Nash Mashu. So the Raivid says if you don't believe Mimim, if you don't paskin Mimim made it b'mashuhu, so you shouldn't paskin Chaticha Atzma Nasus Nevela. What has one got to do with the other? What's the connection? And the Gemara happens that Rav holds both. Rav holds Chaticha'atz Menasas Nevel Epshel Sachta Oser. Then he holds Mim Mimin and Masha. As he puts the two together, and he comes up with his din. But even if you hold Mim Mimin as not Masha, you can still say Epshel Sachta Oser. Why does the Rabbi think that it's totally Zebizet? So Rav Chaim has a sefer on the Rav. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, in a sefer, tries to knock sense in the Rabbi. So he has a whole essay to try to explain what the Raivid is talking about. Usually Reb Chaim comes to defend the Rambam from the Hasagas of the Raivid. Here he tries to defend the Raivid, which doesn't make any sense. Why did the Raivid think that it should depend on to only say Chaticha Nas Nevela Bebasa B'cholav if you hold Mim 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 Mashim? If not, then you know. That's a Pella. Why should you say it like that? So getting back again, why should there be a din? What kind of halacha is this? That chaticha nas nevela bishari surim. What kind of a din is that? That not only by basa b'cholov, when you cook the meat and the milk together, the chaticha converts to become basa b'cholov, even bishari surim. I cook nevela meat with kosher meat, shchuta in the same pot with liquid, and the flavor from the nevela goes through and through, and you don't have shishim and the water against the chatichas nevela. So mid the rabban and the kosher piece of meat becomes trapes, and after this kosher piece of meat falls into another pot, I need shishim keneged the whole kosher piece of meat. It's not enough if you have shishim keneged the amount of particles, the percentage wise of particles of iser that may possibly be in the kosher piece of meat. Why? But the kosher piece of meat is kosher. So some Darach HaShulchan has a suggestion. Rav Soloveitchik used to say the name of the Minchas Baruch. Minchas Baruch was a Litvish Gadol. Aruch HaShulchan was also from Lithuania. So they both had the same thing. They say that this Rabbeinu Tam and Av Kufa Min Aleph, the Rabbeinu Tam is the one who says Chaticha Nas Nevela is not restricted only to Bas B'chol even B'shar Yisurim. And the Tosfos there, Av Kuf Amid Beis, at the end of the Tosfos, they assume that the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is on the level of their Eisen, not just from the Rabbana. So they explain that the Rabbeinu Tam is Lishitosan, that there's a rush in Perigit Anoshe. We discussed it before Pesach, but we didn't really learn the Gemara yet. So the Gemara has, the Gemara that we learned yesterday, the discussion Abai Verove and the Tosfos, Dibra Maschem, Ibasa B'chala Mai Tam Eloi Gamrino. So the different opinions in Tanoim, whether Tam Kika is a din deraisa or a din derabban. So Rashi paskins the whole din of Tam Kika is only derabban. Okay, that's one opinion in Tanoim. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Tam Kika is deraisa. So if Tam Kika is deraisa, what does that mean? So there are different opinions. So one opinion in Tosfos says Tam Kika deraisa is not an isa lav. Let's say I have a candy that has a little bit of trefe, has a trefe ingredient. Or let's say they made cookies and they made bread with lard. So that's a little flavoring of chazer schmaltz in it. So there's one opinion that if the Chazal Shmaltz is way less than 50%, it's not machza on machza. It's an ingredient in it. And even though the bread tastes much better, and even though whatever the food tastes better with the non-kosher ingredient, tastes much more delicious. But since it's really less than 50%, so it's batel b'rov, even though there is a pasuk that it's also, it's only an iser esse. It's not an iser lav. Even though there's a lav on chazer, but here where the chazer shmaltz is batel b'rov, I don't say a had really iser kamet. The pasuk that tells me that tam kikar is their iser doesn't mean to say that it doesn't become batel. It did become batel, and the lav of not eating chazer no longer applies. The lav of not eating nevela, not eating trefa, no longer applies. But it's a new iser. It's a new Issa, and that new Issa is only an Issa Rasei. That's one opinion of Tosis. Then Tosis has another opinion. No, there's a laugh. It says, Chomishu Sanovim lo yoichal. There's a loisese. So there's one, the Rambam, we spoke yesterday, and we spoke before Pesach, the Bir Agrua and Hilchas Pesach and Orech Haim writes that the Rambam's opinion is that Tam Kiike has a laugh, but there's no chorus. If, let's say, if you eat chelev adam, there's an isa koris. What if you have chelev was liquefied, and I mix the chelev, I turn it into liquid, and I mix it into soup, or I mix it into some kind of food, and you can discern it, you can taste the flavor of the chelev. So do you say that you chayv koris or not? So the Rambam writes, even though the Rambam sounds like he says that that's the pasuk called machmetzes lo sachelo. Machmetzes means food that has a taruvus of chametz. Taruvus means that the chametz component is less than 50%. If it's more than 50%, that it's considered bien. If it's less than 50%, then the chametz is not bien. So that's a lav on taruvus chametz, but you're not chayv koris. So the Ramban in the Hasogas on the Sefer HaMitzvos asks on the Rambam, what did he count this as a separate lav? He said he doesn't understand. If it's nice and tam, and you say tam kiika, the chametz is nice and tam, so then there should be kares. And if there's no kares, why is there a lav? It should be batel. Well, what kind of a compromise is this? So the Bir Agro says, the Rambam's opinion is like similar to that opinion in Tesis, that tam kiika, you don't say ahad with isur kam, you don't say that it's not batel b'rov. The original isa chametz is batel b'rov. That's why there's no chorus, but there's a new love. Just like one opinion in Tosis, it's only an Isser essay. So the Rambam holds not this an Isser love, but it's a new love. And that love, called Machmetz Lo Sochelo, there's no chorus. Okay, so the Bir Agro claims that's Shita Sarama. So again, so there's one opinion, Rashi Paskin's like that opinion, Tam Kiker is only the Rabbonim. Minatur, it's Botel Berev, and it's only an Isser with the Rabbonim if it's nice and Tam. The other opinion is no, Tam Kiker is the Raisa, but it's only an Isser essay. The original Issa or Trefus is Taka Batel B'Rov. It's a new Issa, an Issa Ressa. Another opinion is no, it's an Issa Lav, but there's no Kuris, because again, you don't say Ahad Reli Issa Rekama. And then Tosis has a popular opinion, not so. Not only will there be an Issa Lav on Tam Kiker, we'll have an Issa Kuris as well, because we say Ahad Reli Issa Rekama. When the Torah says if it's nice and Tam, It's treif, means that it's not batel b'rov, so it's considered as if it's bien. So if it's bien, so you're right on an isa koris. So the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh in Perek Gidanoshe quotes Rabbeinu Tam that when you have the Rosh quotes are in a time when you have, let's say, chelev or nevela or trefa gets mixed into soup and you don't have shishim against it, it's nice and tam. So the Rabbin and Tam says, you have a lav and you have malchus, a hadrud isur kama, it's the original isur, and he says, even if you only eat a kazais minat arubis, you haven't even swallowed a kazais avisur. I say if you eat a kazais from the soup, you already get malchus. How can you get malchus if you just had a kazais of soup? So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan and the Minchas Baruch, that's what they say. Apparently, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that het the nepach lias iser. That's the lashon that the Rosh uses. Het the nepach lias iser. The kosher soup, what the soup that used to be kosher before, it turns into nevela. So if you eat a kazayis from the tarubis, you're eating a kazayis of nevela. So that's why you like it. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So if you understand the Rabbeinu Tam like that, that het nepach liyasisa, that's the lashon. So of course you have to say chatich nas nevela bishari surim is a din deraisa. Yeah, but we don't pass on like that. We assume the Rabbeinu Tam Shita of chatich nas nevela bishari surim is only the Rabbanan. We don't accept that Tosfos on Kufam Beis, that the Rabbeinu Tam meant it on the level of the Raisa. We follow on Yeridea, we accept the Tosfos here. But that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said, you can't say that pshat, what the Aruch HaShulchan said, that is the Rabbeinu Tam Lishitosai. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Minchas Baruch, they both say this Rabbeinu Tam Lishitosai. Just like the Rabbeinu Tam holds, if you have an Issa, fell into Heter, you don't even have to eat so much of the, let's say, soup, vegetable soup, and you pour it in a little chazishmaltz. And you only swallow a kazayis of the soup. You didn't swallow so much soup that you swallowed a kazayis of yeast. But the soup was kosher soup. It was vegetable soup. It wasn't treif. But because you poured in nevela schmaltz from nevela, and the flavor can be discerned, so all you have to eat is a kazayis men on taruvas. So they understood the Rabbeinu Tam literally, the way the Rosh quotes the Lashon Rabbeinu Tam. That we say, het nepach liyasiser, and the whole soup turns into nevela. So that's a pella. How can vegetable soup become nevela? That's like the Talmud that didn't know how to translate chatich anas nevela. So he said, if you cook meat and milk, the meat becomes nevela. It's ridiculous. Meat doesn't become nevela. So how can the vegetable soup turn into nevela? It's vegetables. What shaykh nevela on vegetables? Cannot be. So Leitchik didn't like that pshat at all. So he said, La Loche, when he learned Yeridea, he said, you see, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Chatich HaNas Nevela B'Shar Yisrim is only the Rabban. So he said, these two are not connected. It's not the Rabbeinu Tam L'Shitasa. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that if you drink a kazayis of soup, you're like, why is that? That's a chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam in the Shir Kazayis. There's a din shiurim. The Gemara has shiurim chatzitzin and mechitzin as halacha l'moshe mitzinai. The Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah, the Gemara in the beginning of Erevin has like that. That shiurim are all halacha l'moshe mitzinai. What's kezayis and what's kebeitz and what's kegroigus and so on. What's a revius? All the shiurim are halacha l'moshe mitzinai. So the question is, in order to get malchus, you have chatzi shiur we paskan like Rabbi chatzi shiur is awesome in Torah. But in order to get malchus, you have to eat a kezayis. So do you have to eat a kazayis of treifus, or you have to eat a kazayis of basar, a kazayis of food that has the flavor of treifus in it? So Rabbeinu Tam holds, if you eat kazayis food that has the tam of iser, that's the halacha, that you like it. It's not because het nepach liyas iser. Het is not, how can the vegetable soup turn into nevela? It's impossible. It's not an animal at all. It can't be a nevela. But you ate a kazayis of food that had the flavor of nevela, so that's the halacha. If you ate a kazayis, you like it. You had a hanoah of a kazayis worth of food that has the flavor of nevela. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that you like it. That's a din deraisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Malkas deraisa. And then chaticha nasveil b'sharisim, that's only by the Rabbanan, but it's not based on the idea that happened het the nepach lisis. It's not true. You can't say het the nepach lisis. You have to say a little differently. So he said, it's going to be clear. We'll have to see the Tosfos on Kuf Ches Amud Beis, the top Tosfos. So the last four lines, the last six lines in Tosfos, Mikan Yesh Lehochiach. Tosfos has a Shaila. Let's say you salt the meat, and we usually use coarse salt. So you have big chunks of coarse salt, and the salt succeeds in absorbing all of the dam. It doesn't really succeed in absorbing all of the dam. Let's say you have a big chaticha, it's a foot by a foot, it's a big chunk of meat, and I salt it on all six sides, top and bottom, and all the four sides around. So it'll get out the first inch or two of dam on all the six sides. But in the middle, it's going to be full of dam in the middle. So whenever you salt meat, you don't really succeed in removing all of the dam. Or let's say you broil meat. So when you broil it, also we are machmei need malicha muatis. Mikra din, you don't really need malicha. We pass mikra din if you broil the meat. So we assume all the dam will fall down. It's a chumrah that I remember when I was in the rabbinate for a few years. That was the first shaila that I got. A woman called me up on Friday. She forgot. She broiled her liver and she forgot to put malicha muatis on the liver. Is a kosher b'dieved. So the thing is that the malicha muetis, when you're doing sli, is only a chumra mikra, then you don't really need it, and it does make treif b'dieved if you forgot. So the shaila is, let's say you salted the meat. So what's the din? the dam that comes out easily from the meat, that's an isa dam. After you already salted the meat, or after you already broiled the meat, whatever dam remains behind, we call that mohel habasa, member of heilamet. That's the juice of the meat. There's always blood left behind, but that's the halacha. Whatever blood is left behind after salting it, can't just salt it for 2 minutes and then rinse off the salt. You have to salt it the shear tzli. You have to salt it a shear mill. Okay, whatever a mill is, they say 18 minutes, and others say a mill is 22 and a half minutes, however many minutes it is. You have to leave it in the salt for a while. But after the dam comes out, after malicha, you did it malicha properly, so whatever dam remains behind, we say is mutter, it's dam. When we say it's mutter, we declare it as moel abosa. So let's say now I have the kernels of salt. I use coarse salt to salt the meat. I have the kernels of salt. So let's say I would have salt. Let's say someone bows down to salt. He deifies the salt. So the salt is also b'achil, also b'ano, it's avodizar. The salt is avodizar. So then I cook a pot of soup, gigantic pot of soup, and I put a little of the avodah zarah salt in it, and salt is avida l'taima. Salt, it doesn't help if you have shishim. You can still taste the flavor of the salt even after shishim. You need a lot more than shishim. Or if you have, Tosfos says, if you have tavlin, if you have spices. So the Gemara says in the first parak in Chulin, round off Vav, Zion, so the Gemara said, Shiny tavlin, avida l'taima. Whenever you have something that's avida l'taima, or you have a concentrate. You have a concentrate. So before you evaporated all of the liquid, the thing had a flavor. So even though you evaporated now and you have shishim against it, but that's not enough. If it's a concentrate, it's avida l'taima. So you need more than shishim. So Tosfos has a shaila. What if you have melech abalua midam? I salted the meat, and then I take all the kernels of salt, and I cook them in a pot with water. I have shishim against the volume of the salt, but the salt is avida l'taima. But the salt is kosher. Only the dam shebo is treif. So do you say it's enough if you have shishim against the dam? Or do you say no? But the salt became treif. Het enepach liyasiser. And the salt is avida l'taima, so it's aser. So that was a machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, the two brothers. Rashbam is the older brother, Rabbeinu Tam is the younger brother. Rashbam used to learn with Rashi. That's why he doesn't argue with Rashi. He always quotes Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam was a little boy when Rashi passed away, so he felt free to disagree with Rashi very often. A lot of times he would change the girsa. A lot of times he didn't like the pshat of Rashi. So here we don't accept this Rashbam. The Rashbam seems to have held, like the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Chaticha Nasael B'Shari Surim, literally, maybe Mid the Rabbanan, maybe it's unclear, Mid the Rabbanan, whatever. But he held that we treat it as if, as if the salt becomes usur, the salt has an isa dam. How can salt be usur mitam dam? It's a pella. So he says, since the salt is avida l'taima, so there'll never be bottle. And we don't accept like that. We pass them that there will be mutter. Why? Because the whole din of chaticha nasnoel b'shari suim, it's only a din in calculating shishim. When you make the, and the sechel dictates, it can't be a din deraisa. That what? It's not enough to calculate shishim against the yisr. You have to calculate shishim against the carrier of the yisr. So if you have a chaticha of, let's say, salt, have a volume of salt that's balua midam, or tavlin that's balua midam. So the tavlin is not treif. It's just that then, since the tavlin is the carrier of the issa, so you need shishim against the volume of the tavlin. But you don't. But it's not that the tavlin is at the nepach liyasisa. The tavlin per se is muta, so it doesn't bother me the fact that it's avida l'tam. Just the din in calculating shishim. Yeah, the ran, this long ran at the end of Perek HaLabose, when there's no longer any riff and there's only ran. The ran takes over a few pages. Only ran. There's no riff. So the ran quotes an opinion that we really hold like this. Hold in this is all from the Ran, that chaticha nas nevela by bossa b'cholav is a din deraisa, and chaticha nas nevela b'sharisum is only made the rabbanon exera atu bossa b'cholav. And what does it mean? So Rav Soloveitchik worded it that it's a din in calculating shishim. It's not sufficient to calculate shishim against the yisr. You have to have shishim against the carrier of the yisr. So when can you call it the carrier of the yisr? If you have a tray for belia, there's belua in a chaticha. But let's say I have a tray for liquid that gets mixed into a bigger liquid, a bigger volume of liquid. I don't have shishim. Let's say I have chamishim. I have 50 units of heta liquid against 1 unit of trefa liquid. So you don't have shishim. So if any of this falls into another kedera, you need shishim against the whole volume of the whole thing. It's just a din in calculating shishim. But it's not because heta napach liyasisa. It can't be heta napach liyasisa. So what's the din? So you need shishim kenega, the carrier of the yasisa. So the Ran develops an idea from Rishonim that it doesn't apply to lach balach, only applies when you have a tray for blia in a chaticha. But if it's 1 unit of liquid got mixed in with 50 units of liquid, and then part of that falls into, how can you say that the bigger liquid is the carrier of the yisr? It was liquid before, and it's a bigger unit of liquid now. It's not a carrier of the yisr. If you have a chaticha, you can say that the chaticha has a blia of treifas in it, so the chaticha is a carrier of the yisr. But if you have lach balach, a unit of liquid treifas falls into 50 units of liquid heter, and then part of that falls into another part. So why should you need shishim keneged, the whole, why is that a carrier? It fell in, it's in the same state that it was before, the liquid, and now it's liquid. So the Ramos says that we consider that in chaticha nasrelev, in basa b'cholav, there is no such din. In basa b'cholav, let's say I have fleshik schmaltz, liquidy schmaltz, and I have milk, and I cook the two together, it's lach balach. I cook milk, and I have fleshik schmaltz, and I cook liquid. Everything is liquid, I cook them together. That's going to be chaticha nasnevela deraisa. You're not going to say lach balach, you don't say chaticha nasnevela. By shari surim, where the whole din of chaticha nasnevela is only derabbanan, what's the nature of the din? When you're calculating shishim, it's not sufficient to have shishim against the yisr, you need shishim against the carrier of the yisr. So then the Ramah says, there is a shita in the Ran, that by lach balach, you don't consider that the carrier of the yisr. It finally fell into the final kedera, in the same state that it was in before. It was liquid, and now it's the liquid. So it's not that the bigger, the 50 units are the carrier of the yisr. It's in the same state that it was. So lichatchila, we would asa, even though it's lach balach. But if you have a case of hefsed merube, then we revert back to the ikedin. Whenever, a lot of times in Yeridea, the Ramah is machmer against the mechaber, and then he says, but if you have a hefsed merube, then it's mutter. So what the din changes when you have a hefsed merube? Or if you invited guests for Shabbos, and you won't be able to have any food to feed the guests, or they won't have any suit of Shabbos. So if you have a big shas hatrak, then you make a why. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and the Ramah himself explains it. Ramah wrote a sefer Torah Schatos, and everything in the Shulchan Aruch, all the Ramahs in the Shulchan Aruch are based on what he wrote in the sefer Torah Schatos. The Shach quotes the Torah Schatos on every single page in Yeridah. So Rosh Tevis Tov Ches is a sefer Torah Schatos. So the Ramah wrote in the Hagdamah to the Torah Schatos, every so often he'll be Mekel, B'makam Hefsid Meruba. What is that all about? The din changes, B'makam Hefsid Meruba. The din doesn't change, but the word is that a lot of times we're machmer out of respect for Rashi, out of respect for the Rabbeinu Tam, out of respect for the Rashbam, out of respect for the Rambam or Rabbeinu Hanan or whatever. But there's a limit how much you mechuyev to be machmer, how much you mechuyev to be mechaber the Rabbeinu Tam if we don't paskin like him. So if you have a hefsid meruba, ad kan velo yasi, you're not mechuyev to be mechaber the Rabbeinu Tam. Whenever you make a hefsid meruba, what it means is that the ikar din is really that it's mutter. Hilchas kashus, it's mutter. But there's another simon in Yerideya, chelik beis in Yerideya. There's a simon reisha mem beis over there, but the dinam of kovet talmid chacham. So you want to be mechaber all the rishonim, even though we don't pass like them, out of respect. That's out of respect for the bahag. So the bahag came up with that chiddush that if you missed one day in sfiras haomer, so you blew it, then you can't continue to do the mitzvah of sfiras haomer. So Tosfos disagrees with the bahag. They say he invented it from thin air. There's no mocker in the Gemara. So we really don't hold like the Bahag. Out of respect for the Bahag, so we say, don't say a bracha when you count sphere. If you missed one day and you continue to count, don't say a bracha. Why not? Or the Bahag said, a woman cannot read the Megillah to be moitzi a man. But if it turns out that that's the only person who can read the Megillah, we don't pass on like that Bahag. Mikra, then a woman can be moitzi a man. Out of respect for the Bahag, we always avoid it. So the Bahag holds that a woman cannot be moitzi a man. That's such a tosefta. So out of respect for the Bahag, we don't want to violate his opinion. So here also, Meikar Adin, we really hold that by lach belach, you don't say chaticha nas nevei lebishar yisurim. You wouldn't say chaticha nas nevei lebishar yisurim. Because you can't really call it the carrier of the Issa. The Issa fell into the final kedera in the same state that it was when it fell from the first kedera into the second kedera. Not part of the second kedera. All the second kedera calls into the third kedera. You can't call it the carrier. But l'chatchila when machma. But whenever there's a hefse meruba b'shar isurim, then we are mekel on that. So that idea that balach balach you don't apply chaticha nas nevela b'shar isurim, that comes from our gemara. Where is the chaticha nas nevela that everybody agrees to? Not everybody agrees. The Gemara has a tzemachlek is atanaim, and the Ravid paskins that you don't even say chetich nasveila bebasa becholov. Where's the original chetich nasveila? It's by basa becholov. That's the original machlek. So there we assume chetich nasveila. We paskin that it does apply against the Ravid. So we assume that that's a din deraisa. That's a din deraisa. Chetich nasveila b'shari surim. That's only a din midirabbanon. Tosis earlier in the previous parak, Tosis has a kasha. Let's say we said before the din, you're broiling a treifas steak next to a kosher steak, but it's not that you're cooking it in liquid and the roited is mebalbal etam. You're broiling the two one next to the other and they're touching. So and they're burning hot. It's burning hot, so it'll ask kedena tila. It'll ask the first quarter of an inch. The first quarter of an inch of the kosher steak will become treif. We'll be choshish that maybe it's a dove shamin. Maybe the treif is steak that I'm brewing next to the kosher steak has a lot of shamnunis, and we'll be choshish. Maybe it goes even past the first kedena tila. Okay, that's chumras already. Mikaradin is only if it's really a dove shamin. But we are machmer, ain't on a bikim. We don't know what's really a dove shamin, what not. So we would be machmer. But let's say leaving out the chumras. Tosis writes before they introduce all the chumras. The Tosis has a kasha. Why do you, Tosis in the previous perek has a kasha? Why do you only ask of the first kedena tila, the first quarter of an inch? First quarter of an inch is chaticha nasas nevela. Then it should ask of the next quarter of an inch. Next quarter of an inch should become chaticha nas nevela. It should ask of the next quarter of an inch. So it should keep on, because everything is tzli. Everything is on top of the fire. So this, the nevela piece of meat is touching the kosher piece of meat only on the edge. So that is the first kedena tila. Let the first kedena tila ask the second kedena tila, and so on. Till it'll ask the whole chaticha. Tosis says that kasha. So Tosis answers. So the one answer they give is you only say chaticha nasas nevela if it's a chaticha shlema. Here it's only part of a chaticha. It's only kedena tila of the chaticha. What kind of arbitrary teretz is that? It doesn't make any sense. There's no logic at all. It's a dechik. That means that they mean to say probably, we don't accept that explanation. They quoted from the Yireim, from my blessed Mimbe, it says like that. You only say chaticha nas nevela if it's a full chaticha. So the Pashtus is, he's talking about chaticha nas nevela bishar isurim, not by basa b'cholah. Basa b'chalav doesn't have to be a chaticha. So chaticha nas ve'ele b'shari sir means you need, it's a din in calculating shishim. It's a din of the rabbanon. You have to calculate shishim keneged the carrier of the yisr. Not enough to calculate shishim keneged the yisr. You have to have shishim keneged the carrier of the yisr. So it's only the carrier of the yisr if it's a chaticha shleima. Right? If it's not a chaticha shleima, it doesn't apply. So we don't accept that answer. So what is the answer? The Tesis formulates an answer. They formulate the following answer. It sounds like a double talk. What it means is the following. When you're broiling the two pieces of meat on the broiler, one next to the other, and the treif on the veiler piece of meat is touching the kosher piece of meat, so it only gives a bliya into the first kedena tila, the first quarter of an inch. Fine. Then, that bliya of nevela treifa that's in the first quarter of an inch will not go further into the next quarter of an inch. What will go? Because it's only balua. It's only balua in the first quarter of an inch. So what will go from the first quarter of an inch to the second? The tam of the kosher piece of meat. Tam of the kosher piece of meat is kosher, but the balua that's absorbed in the first piece will not go to the second kedei netila. Not only mechaticha lechaticha, the blia in the first kedena tila will not transmit to the second kedena tila because there's no reitav there. You're not cooking it with liquid; it's just broiling. The only thing that will go to the second kedena tila of the steak will be the tam of the first quarter of an inch of the piece of meat. The tam of the kosher piece of meat is kosher. Only thing that's treif is the blua in it. And the balua is not going to travel. So that's Tosfos Loshon. Ein ha-nesar yochal esar, the first kedena tila became treif because of the blia that entered into it. The piece of nevela, treifa meat, was touching it. So the nesar, ein ha-nesar yochal esar, b'mokim shein isa yochal ha-halach l'sham. The isa cannot go to the next kedena tila. So the nesar means the hetadika, first slice of meat, first quarter of an inch, cannot asa further. If the whole first quarter of a piece of meat will fall into another pot, so then it's the carrier of the issus. So then you need shishim keneged the whole carrier. But if the first quarter of an inch, the first kedei netilah, will give a nesinas tam into the next kedei netilah, it'll only be nesinas tam of itself. The nesinas tam that it absorbed from the other piece of nevela meat that was next to it will not be transmitted further. So that's the loshon ha'Tosfos. So that's really what this is all about, this klal. Chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, we assume is only midirabbanan, and it's a gzera otu basa b'cholov, gzera d'rabbanan, that's how the Ran explains. And the only time you apply it, the whole vart is, it's a din in calculating shishim. So even though you have melech ha-bolom idam, or tavlin, that are bolom idam, and you don't have shishim against it, you don't say that the melech is avida l'taima, the tavlin avida l'taima, and it's not bottle of shishim. No, the tavlin is mutter. Only the dam shebo is asa. Dam is not avida l'taima. It's just the din in calculating shishim. But you don't say since melech and tavlin avida l'taima, so the dam doesn't become bottle. It's not true. The Ran also quotes this part, we for sure hold from. By a taruvas of yavish biyavish, nobody holds chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. Let's say I have a taruvas, I have chopped meat. So by mistake, I have a pound of chopped meat of nevela and a pound of chopped meat of kshera, and I mixed up I have different packages. I don't remember which is kosher, which is treif. So by mistake, I know for sure I have 1 pound of kosher chopped meat, 1 pound of nevela chopped meat. I don't know which is which. And I cooked them both in a pot with water. So you don't need shishim against both of them. If you have a tarubas chad b'chad, if you have tarubas chad b'trei, if you have 3 packages of meat, and one is treif and 2 are kosher, so the din is batel chad b'trei. If it's chad b'chad, so you have to asa both. But it's not the carrier of the issa. Each one is an independent package of meat. So then no one's going to say, by taruvas, the yavish b'yavish, no one's going to say, chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. on the side of the big Yerideh, you always have Ha'oris printed by Rav Shlomo Eger's son, Ha'oris Gil Yimasho, it's called. Ha'oris of Rav Shlomo Eger. So he always quotes from Achronim. He quotes every so often from his brother-in-law, the Chasam Sefer, and he quotes other, the Plessy and other Achronim. So he has the following din. It comes up every so often. Let's say, I have a suffix whether Treifus ever fell into this pot at all. And if Treifus fell in, then I don't have Shishim against it, so I'm not allowed to eat the food in the pot. Suffix deraisa luchumra. But now, let's say some of this soup, that's a suffix, if it's kosher treif, some of the soup fell into another pot. So would you say you need Shishim keneged the whole soup? Or would you say, no, you only need chatech anasnael b'shar yisurim? Would you say, no, genuk, it's enough if you have Shishim keneged the percentage of the soup that could possibly be treif? You only have to be mevatel the isa, you don't have to be mevatel heta. So the Shlomo Eger says, since chatech anasnael b'shar yisurim is only the rabbanon, so if you have a suffix, whether the whole thing is treif at all in the first place, you don't say suffix deraisa. You say suffix deraisa l'chumer, not to eat the soup. But you wouldn't say that if some of the soup falls into another pot, you need shishim keneged the whole amount that fell in. No, that's chanan b'shar yisurim is only midirabbanan. So if you have a shoshim, the suffix, whether it was treif in the first place, you wouldn't say l'chumer. You would go l'kula, because the chatech anasnael b'shar yisurim is only midirabbanan. Yeah. So we gave a lot of introductions here. There's another introduction here. There is a gemara at the end of Nida. You have a beged she'avad bo kilayim. What is shatan? Shatan said semra pishtim, woven together. So let's say I have a woolen garment, and I know for a fact that the tailor stitched in a little thread of linen, and I can't tell which is linen, which is wool. So there are tests to use to determine. And now they have a way to test to see whether you have any linen mixed into the wool. And they said, Gemara, that test, okay. Let's say there's no way to test, to tell. I know for sure that the tailor sewed in a stitch of wool into a linen garment or a thread of linen into a woolen garment. And I can't find it. I don't know where it is. So the Gemara says, "Begachov abaklayim, I have a chut of thread that makes it into shatnas. So you're not allowed to wear that garment." So Tesis is bothered with Kasha. Why don't you say it should be bottle bereif? If I can't identify it, so I should say it's kemisha eino. So Tesis says, "No, that kilayim, the tzemer is mutter and the pishtim is mutter. It's only awesome when they join together. So it's heta beheta. So heta beheta is not bottle. Sure. That's Tesis klal." At the behet is not bottle. We mentioned the other day the run on the Dorim, on Daf Nun Beis. There's a gigantic run on the Gemara. There is a little Gemara there, and there's a lot of run. So the run explains that Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanan were both faced with that pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois, that the Kengodol on Yom Kippur has to take V'lokach midam ha'por midam ha'soyer. Has to take from the dam of the Sor Lashem, and he has to take the dam Parachatos Hashaloi, his own chatos. He does Hazor Achaz Lamal Shev Lamata in the Kodesh Kadosh in front of the Oren, or in Baisheni in front of the location where the Oren used to be, and then he does a Hazor in front of the Parachas, also from that dam upon dam Asor. Then he mixes them together, Ma'arvin. Mixes together the Dama Pan and the Dama Soyer to do the Hazoyas on the four Karnas of Mizbech HaPnimi and seven Zrikas Al Gagash on Mizbech HaPnimi. So that's Ma'arvin Lekronis. He mixed together the Dama Pan and the Dama Soyer. So the Tanoim were wondering, but usually it's going to be much more Dama Pan. The Pan is a much bigger, a gigantic, big animal. So if you're going to hold the Klishor is under the neck of the Pan and the Soyer for the same amount of time, it's going to be way more Dama Pur than it's going to be Dama Soyer. So it's going to be highly improbable. It's one chance in a billion, zillion, trillion that it's going to be exactly Machza Machza. So it's going to be more Dama Pur. Normally it's going to be much more Dama Pur than it's going to be Dama Soyer. Or if you hold it, if you rig it, and you hold the Klishor is under the neck of the Soyer for longer, you hold it under the neck of the Par for a shorter period of time, so it's going to be more Dama Soyer than it's going to be Dama Pur. But it's never going to be. It's highly improbable. So one chance in a billion, zillion, trillion, it's going to be exactly machza, machza. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how is the Kangol ever in fulfillment of the requirement? The miut is going to be bottle berab. So Rabbi Yehuda says, mikan. From this pasuk, we learn out that the mimimino is not bottle. Mimimino, if it's lach balach, because there's no contradiction. Mimimino. So dam bedama, maim bemaim, and shemen beshemen, and yayim beyayim, whenever it's mimimino. And the rabbanan say, no, mikan la oilin. Shem abatlum zeze. If he's supposed to be zorek the dam of each of them, so they're both for the same purpose. So the Ran explains there in the Dorim, basically, Rabbi and Rabban are both saying the same thing. Whenever there's no conflict between the Roiv and the Miut, then it doesn't. The Miut doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate unless they're contradicting each other. So that's a machleik. Rabbi and Rabban, how do you define a stira? Rabbi says if it's min b'mino, if it's yayin b'yayin, Hashem and b'shemen, adam b'dam, it's the same thing. If a mitzias, it's the same. So there's no stira. So then it's not both the Roiv and the Rabban say that min b'mina doesn't depend on mitzias, it depends on din. If it's heter b'heter, if the olam, they're both supposed to be nizrak, agavi, and mizbech, then there's no conflict. But if one is heter, one is iser, then by definition, we call that min b'shena mina. So that's what the Tosfos says. Tosfos says when you have tzemer and pishtim, the tzemer is mutter, the pishtim is mutter. So since they're both mutter, so heter b'heter is leibot. That's what Tosfos says, heter b'heter is leibot. Then Tosis is bothered with a kasha, but in Basa B'cholav, the Mishnah says on Kuf Chesam and Aleph, Tipas Chol Shenafla Lach Haticha, if it's Eina Nois and Tam, then it is bottle. So how can it be bottle? Why don't we say that it's Heter B'Heter? That the Basa is Mutter and the Cholav is Mutter. Once you say Heter B'Heter, like bottle. So the Tosis gives one answer. And the Shach quotes the Levush, who gave another answer. The Levush maybe we would ignore, because the Levush has a lot of things that were never accepted. But the Aguda and Nida gives the same answer as the Levush. Aguda was one of the Rishonim. Has nothing to do with the Aguda political organization. Aguda, I remember once I was walking, I once borrowed this, my father Shul had an Aguda. So once when I was learning here a day, I needed the Aguda, so I took it up. So somebody thought I was reading a political book. He didn't realize that Aguda is quoted on every single page in Yeruday, the Shach quotes from the Aguda. There's a Mizrahi also. It has nothing to do with politics. The Kesa Mishnah quotes Rebellion Mizrahi. Has tshuvas. Has Sfarim, a lot of Sfarim. So the two answers given to that Kasha, that's very important. If you all had to be had to lay bottle, so the Tzemer and the Pishtim, each one is had there. So when they join together, they become Isus. So if you have a Chut Shal Tzemer, got lost in the Begit Shal Pishtim, you say heta beheta le bottle. So why do you say the cholav in the basar is bottle? So Tosfos gives the answer. It's not based on bittel. It's heta beheta le bottle. There's no conflict. It's a different reason why. Because since derech pishol, like Rava said, since derech pishol asra Torah, so it's self-understood. And if you have kabush and you have malich kireseach, it's only basar b'cholav de rabbanan. So the only time it's asim in Torah is if the two are cooked together, lo sevashel. So it's understood that lo sevashel means b'nesin as tam. So whenever it doesn't give the sinas tam, it's not that it's bottle. You don't need it. Come on to bittle. By definition, there's no isa deraisa at all. You don't need bittle. It's by definition, there's no isa. The aguda gives a different answer. The aguda says, when do you say heta beheta like bottle? That's by a chut shel tzemer and a begel shel pishtem. A chut shel pishtem and a begel shel tzemer. It's really yavish biyavish. A chut and a whole bunch of chutim. But if it's tam cholav and basa, it's lach balach. So then, lach balach, heta beheta will be bottle. That's interesting. We mentioned previously, before Pesach, we mentioned that there's a sugya in Choris on Daf Chav Gimel where the Gemara has an abstract chakira. The Gemara has a couple of nafkaminas. The Gemara has a shayla. When you have an iser, is bottle b'roiv or bottle b'shishim, whatever it is, you say the iser is kamanda leisei domi. It loses its identity in the conglomerate. It's kamanda leisei domi. But he say, no, the issue is commander. You say, but the Torah says that it's mutter. What's the difference? The Gemara has a shayla. Would you say chayze b'niyah? Let's say a little issue fell into a pot of soup and it's bottle b'shishim, so it's mutter. Then a little more issue falls in, and now I no longer have shishim against it. So do you say the original issue that fell in was issue nepachliyos heter? It turned into heter. Commander le'se domi. So if another little bit of Issa falls in now, a day later, it's also going to be Batal Mishishim. Or they say, no, the original Issa was Kamanda Issa Dami, but it was still Buddha. But now that I have no longer have Shishim, so now I should say Chayz Benir. I don't have Shishim anymore, so it should be us. So there's the Mari Kurkus has a running commentary on the Rambam. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Mari Kurkus, asks, if you look on the Rambam, there's a stira. Based on the Gemara, there's a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam passes half like this, half like that. So the Mari Kurkus answers that once you get, if you look in the back of the Gemara, Pcharis on Daf Chav Gimel, so Reb Shlomo Vilner quotes this in the Cheshek Shlomo, in his, he was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. He corrected the galleys, I mean, they printed the Vilna Shas. So he quotes this case of Mishnah Mishen Mari Kurkus, and the Mari Kurkus answers, the Rambam holds, once you get to the Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara distinguishes between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach, and he quotes the Ramon, Hilchas Pesach makes that distinction. What's the din of Chametz was in his battle B'Shishim, Kodem HaPesach, then it comes Pesach. So do you say Chozeh Ben here? Chametz B'Pesach is B'Mashu, or do you say no? It's already in his battle, so it remains in his battle. So the Ramon makes a compromise between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach, that if it's Yavish B'Yavish, if it's Yavish B'Yavish, let's say a box of Chametz Dike Matzahs, they are mixed up with two boxes of Pesach Dike Matzahs. And I can't identify which is which, they look exactly the same. But I know one of them is Chametz and two of them are Matzah. So Kodem HaPesach, it'll be butter, you can eat that Taruvus of Matzah and Erev Pesach. But on Pesach, we'll say Chayz Benir. But if it's a tarubas of lach balach, then I won't say chayz benir. Why? So he says the Ramor, Shlomo Vilner, right? Ramor got it from this Rambam, that the Rambam distinguishes between lach balach and yavish b'yavish. So that's what the Aguda makes that distinction. That when they say hetta beheta loy batal, that's if it's yavish b'yavish. Achut of tzemer and a beggar shall pishtim. Achut shall pishtim and a beggar shall tzemer. That's yavish b'yavish. So yavish b'yavish is not batal. But if it's hetta beheta, but if it's lach balach, it's commander leisei dami, so then it will be batal. And the Tosis gave a different answer. The Tosis said, no, by basa b'chalav, you don't have to command the bittel. If the chalav is not succeeding in nice and tam, then the whole lisa doesn't get off the ground. So it's not that the chalav is batal. You don't have to say the chalav is batal at all. No, hetta beheta is like batal, even lach balach. If it's not nice and tam, the lisa doesn't get off the ground. Rabbi Kiveger has a tshuva. I think it's tshuva Reish Zayin. The Pischei tshuva, the end of Simen Pei. Pei Zayin is the first Simen in Yeredei Hilchos Basa V'Cholav. It starts from Simen Pei Zayin. So at the end of Pei Zayin, the last page, there's a Pischei tshuva. He quotes this tshuva to Rabbi Kiveger. I think it's tshuva Reish Zayin, if I'm not mistaken. Rabbi Kiveger raises a question. We spoke about him when we learned at the end of the Peri. Let's say you have a big vat full of milk and you want to convert the milk into cheese. So we know that the enzyme that's on the lining of the stomach can do the trick. That'll be a dava hamama. That'll convert the milk into cheese. So let's say I take or kevas kshera. I take a piece of lining of the inside of the stomach and I throw the piece of meat into a vat full of milk. So the Gemara says that the Mamin and Barkevis Nevela, it'll be awesome. Mamin and Barkevis Ksheira, it seems from the Gemara that it would be kosher. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, when the Tanaim prohibited Gvina Sakum, so they didn't tell the reason why. They weren't mefarsim the reason why. And then years later, the reason was forgotten. So the Gemara quotes around seven or eight different reasons. We're not sure what the reason is. So one of the reasons is that they heard that the Nochem Mamin and Barkevis Nevela. So you see from the Gemara, if it would have been Mamid and Barakevus Ksheira, it would have been Mutta. Why? I Dovra Mamid loy Dovra Mamid loy Batal. So if the Mamid and Barakevus Ksheira, it should be a problem also. Basa B'cholov. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ri Megash, who says that the Dovra Mamid loy Batal only applies if the Dovra Mamid is Iser. If the Dovra Mamid is Heta, just that together, the Cholov and the Basa Rasa have together, so then there's no din of Dovra Mamid. So Rabbi Kivege raises the question, is it mutar l'chatchila? A Jewish person, religious Jew, wants to go into the cheese industry, and he wants to be mamid, he has a vat full of milk, and he wants to take or kevas kshera and throw it into a big vat of milk, he knows there's going to be shishim against it, but it's going to be a dava hamam. And is that mutar lechatchila? So he says, on the one hand, Tosfos says you don't have to come on to bittul if it doesn't succeed in giving tam. The meat, the or kevas ksheva, is not going to succeed in giving the sinus tam because you have shishim in the milk against the or hakeva. It's not going to give any nesinas tam. So the din of mevatel nisa lechatchila only applies if you mevatel nisa. But here, there's no isa in the first place. Everything is heter. There's no isa. Or maybe I should say, but we never heard of such a thing. Let's say my wife is cooking fleishiks. So I want to give her a heart attack. So I'll take a bottle of milk and pour 5 drops of milk in. It's heter gomer. Because it's not based on bittul. It's not going to, there's way more than shishim. I just want to give her aggravation. So I'm going to pour a little milk and says, Het gomer. There's no violation of Eimamat and Risa Lachatrila. Rabbi Kedeg says, how can it be? So he says, maybe on the level of the Rabbanon, on the level of the Raisa, Rav Soloveitchik always used to, on the level of the Raisa, it's basa bicholov. When the cholov gives tam in the basa, or the basa gives tam in the cholov. Is basa bicholav on the level of the rabbanon? Basa bicholav with avav is also basa. If you have meat and milk together, even though they are not cooked together, eating them together at the same time, that's awesome of the rabbanon. So true on the level of the raisa, if you pour in a few drops of milk in a pot full of flesh, or you throw in our kevas kshera in a pot full of milk. You don't have to command the bittul on the level of the raisa because whenever it's not in the sinas tam, there's no isur, so it's you're not relying, it's you're not in violation of emamat and isur lechatchila. But on the level of the rabbanon, you're not allowed to have fleshiks and milchiks together, even though it's not basa bichol, even though it didn't succeed in giving the sinas tam. So on the level of the rabbanon, you are relying on bittul. You have to say that if you have shishim against the milk that you're pouring in, the milk is bottle and you're not in violation of the basa bicholav. So that's the Rebbe Kedeg. It talks about that in the Tshuva. I think the common practice used to be, I think Rebbe Kedeg quotes, the practice in Europe used to be, there used to be mamid bor kevas ksheira. They used to throw in a piece of the meat that they knew it had on the lining of the stomach. They knew that it had the enzyme on the stomach. We gave a lot of hakdamas. Okay, Blineder, tomorrow we'll continue learning tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And we'll have to read the Gemara inside to see whether the Hakdamas helped us to clarify the Pshat and the Gemara. Okay. Everyone should have a nice day. Dr. Lamb really saved the yeshiva, and he was the fundraiser, and he was responsible for thousands of people learning Torah, men and women learning Torah, Talmid Chachamim, Rabbanim, and he really deserves a lot of kavod. It's unfortunate that he can only give the kavod. He just passed away. He deserved more kavod while he was alive. So I hope the hespedim will be the kavodik and hespedim. Okay, we'll be together tomorrow at 12 o'clock.